Arizona has grown by almost 780,000 people in the past 8 years. That's according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And not only do those new residents bring more money to the state, they could bring one more congressional seat. It's looking like Arizona will pick up a 10th seat in the U.S. House after the 2020 census, with the state still growing. And joining us now to talk about this with his crystal ball is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Good morning, Howie.
Well, thank you for the crystal ball reference.
It sounds like you might have one here. Okay, but let's first talk about the whether or not this is guaranteed. Like 780,000 new people is a lot. Does this mean for sure it looks like we're going to get this 10th representative?
Well, this was an analysis done by Election Data Services, and these are folks who do election consulting nationwide. And they look at trends. And remember, now this is a zero-sum game. There are 435 seats in the House. And to the extent that some states lose population or don't grow as fast, they're not going to have the same representation. Like New York is going to lose a seat. Rhode Island's going to lose a seat. But they're assuming that if nothing changes, Arizona will have enough additional people by the decennial census to pick us up a 10th congressional seat. Again, obviously, you know, we go into recession, we run out of water, anything's possible.
Sure.
But that's the plans.
Okay. So when was the last time this happened here? I mean, for a long time, Steve Goldstein just informed me, Arizona only had one representative.
Well, this occurs regularly. I mean, we got the 9th congressional seat after the last census. That's the one that Kyrsten Sinema won and has been occupying until, of course, Greg Stanton won it. So, you know, this goes back, to when we first entered the union. You know, we had a congressional seat. As we've grown a little faster than the rest of the nation with that 435 denominator in the equation, you know, we've gone for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and obviously we're going to be 10. You know, we've got a very rapid growth rate. It's not quite as rapid as, let's say, Texas, which is already up, is expected to pick up 2 more seats. California is doing fairly well, although not quite as well percentage-wise as Arizona. They may or may not pick up a seat. They may even lose a seat. But it's not unusual for a state like Arizona, where you've got a lot of people saying, gee, I love tanning on Christmas Day.
Yeah, this time of year, it doesn't seem that surprising. Okay, so Howie, then the political question. This means a new district will be created. Who gets to decide that, and how political will it be?
Well, Arizonans created an independent redistricting commission a couple of decades ago, and the idea was to take it out of the hands of the lawmakers who were busy drawing their friends in and drawing their enemies out, and they gave it to this commission of 2 Republicans, 2 Democrats, and an independent. Now, there's always politics involved because these people are appointed by politicians, but to the extent that you have it be nonpartisan and have some guidelines. In other words, you're supposed to respect communities of interest. You're supposed to respect geographic boundaries. And to the extent possible, they're supposed to create as many politically competitive districts as possible, which is part of the reason that we went from a 5-4 Republican-Democrat congressional delegation to 5-4 Democrat-Republican. So they apparently have done a pretty good job that way. And of course, you've seen even in the legislature, we're at 31-29 in the House this coming year. So they seem to be doing a pretty good job of trying to create as many politically competitive districts as possible.
And Howie, let's move on, because fortunately you cover every single thing there is going on in the state. Let's pivot to the Corporation Commission. Commissioners Bob Burns and Boyd Dunn are calling for an audit of APS. They're saying the utility could be earning more than what the commission approved in 2017. There's been concern expressed by the public, and there's been administrative law judges, there's been discussion about whether APS should have to have the rate hearing redone, whatnot. What are the commissioners saying? What are Bob Burns and Boyd Dunn saying specifically about what their concerns are?
Well, as you point out, there have been some consumer complaints. APS was allowed to raise an additional $95 million a year, which they said would translate out to about $6 per month for the average customer. Well, a lot of customers have been getting a lot larger bills. APS says about 23% have been getting smaller bills. The complicating factor is that they went from the simple rate plans they had to 6 different rate plans, and people were shifted over, sometimes, you know, not knowing, I suppose, what they're going to get. And so what Boyd Dunn specifically is talking about is if people weren't informed properly of what's the best rate plan for them, they're the ones who can end up with surprise. Now, that's bad enough. Now, the other question is, if you've got people paying more than they should, that means APS may be collecting more than that $95 million they're authorized to collect on an annual basis. And if that's the case, the commission gets to go in and say, you're going to go back, you're going to do the education program, and you're going to give back the excess money.
And Howie, finally, what did the APS spokesperson say to you?
Well, they said, everything is fine. Nothing to see here. You know, move along. They said, you know, APS is on target to earn the 95, that the figures about larger earnings per share. Well, that involves some other things and purchase power and everything else, and trust us, and we're just fine, and that things work the way they were supposed to. But they also admitted that there are some people who perhaps decided, well, I don't want to go on a time of day or demand rate, and said, I just like the idea of setting my thermostat and forgetting it, and that they probably got hit a lot harder than a lot of other folks.
Yeah. All right, Howie Fisher on the census to the CorpCom. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.